Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Framework deal reached in Iran nuclear talks. Iran and six world powers have agreed to key parameters for a preliminary deal aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program following 8 days of discussions in Lausanne, Switzerland. At a press conference Thursday, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federico Mogherini said this crucial decision will lay the basis for reaching a final agreement by the June 30th deadline. In Washington, President Barack Obama said the deal, if fully implemented, will block every pathway that Iran can take to build a nuclear weapon.
International inspectors will have unprecedented access not only to Iranian nuclear facilities, but to the entire supply chain that supports Iran's nuclear program. From uranium mills that provide the raw materials to the centrifuge production and storage facilities that support the program. If Iran cheats, the world will know it.
The White House says Mr. Obama telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to assure him that the framework in no way diminishes U.S. concerns over Iranian sponsorship of terrorism and threats against Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who directly negotiated with the Iranians, called the framework a solid foundation for a final deal. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden Thursday and seized the presidential palace in the key southern port city. The capture of Aden, the last remaining stronghold of those backing Yemen's president, will mark a setback for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been carrying out airstrikes for more than a week across Yemen. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's northern Sinai Thursday, killing at least 15 soldiers and 2 civilians. There's been no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Kenyan officials say 147 people are confirmed dead after al-Shabaab militants attacked a university in eastern Kenya. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
The Somali militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, which began shortly before dawn at Garissa University College. Security officials say gunmen stormed the campus, killing 2 guards before taking over a section of the residence halls and holding some students hostage. Kenyan military forces battled the militants for most of the day. Kenyan authorities said 4 of the assailants were killed and 1 arrested during operations. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyan officials have named alleged al-Shabaab commander Mohamed Mahmoud as the mastermind of the attack. 2 New York City women have been arrested for allegedly trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack in the United States. A federal criminal complaint made public Thursday says they were arrested on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say undercover investigators determined the women were plotting to attack police, government, or military targets based on their violent jihadist beliefs. Authorities say the public was never in danger. German prosecutors say that the co-pilot suspected of deliberately flying a German Wings jet into the French Alps, killing all 150 people on board, searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the crash. Prosecutors say they found the information on a computer tablet in the Dusseldorf, Germany apartment of 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz. Searchers at the crash site, meanwhile, have recovered the second black box, the flight data recorder with crucial technical information from nearly every instrument on the plane. At least 56 people are dead after a Russian trawler sank in the Sea of Okhotsk in Russia's Far East Wednesday. Emergency officials say 63 of the 132 crew on board the ship were rescued after it sank in icy waters near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. 13 people are still missing. Officials say the ship sank in about 15 minutes and did not send a distress signal. The cause of the accident is still unknown. Pakistan's recently established military courts have sentenced what the army calls 6 hardcore terrorists to death for committing terrorist acts. In a statement, the men were involved in heinous offenses, including manslaughter, suicide bombing, and abduction for ransom. American televangelist Robert Shuler, who beamed his upbeat Christian messages on faith and personal success around the world to millions of people, died Thursday at 88. Shuler died in California 2 years after being diagnosed with cancer. At its peak in the 1990s, Shuler's Hour of Power telecast had 20 million viewers in 180 countries. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.